Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, and today I have with me Mr. Mark Myatt. How you doing, Mark?
Stone, I'm doing fabulous.
Stone,
how are you?
Good start. I'm Lee.
Lee?
Good start.
Excellent.
Nice.
Nice. You know, you just look like Stone. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
We're like twins. Now, today you brought with us, we have ASTD's Atlanta Workplace Learning Radio Special.
Yes.
What is that about?
Well, I'll tell you what, can you believe first off that it's December 1st?
It's flying by this year, huh?
The year has gone by, and now we're fortunate today during our special broadcast to highlight some award-winning companies in our backyard of Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And they're with us, and we'll talk about them in a little bit.
Is this a national award, or is this a local Atlanta
International.
Award? International award.
International award. So this is the American Society for Training and Development. They do an annual competition amongst corporate learning and performance organizations, and they have an award called the Best Award.
The Best Learner or the Best People to
we'll find
educate.
Out. We'll find
know.
Out.
So
well,
you're not
no,
sure.
Well, I'm definitely sure, but it's not about me. It's about them.
Okay. So why don't you kick it off and introduce our guests?
Excellent. And thank you very much, Stone.
Lee.
So tell you what.
You're welcome, Bob. Have a good show.
Thank you very much. And we'll see you after the show's over. But no, we're fortunate to have two great companies with us in the greater Atlanta area. One is the company called C Beyond, and it's with the letter C, Beyond. And then also the International Hotel Group, also known as IHG. Both Atlanta-based companies, and we're fortunate to have three people with us. The first from C Beyond is Susan Mitnick, who's a Senior Director of Training. And then along with Susan, we also have Nicole Ash, who's a director of C Beyond's university, which sounds very impressive.
It is.
C Beyond University. And third, we have Renee Stevens, who is the Vice President of Global Talent Development at the Intercontinental Hotel Group here in Atlanta. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And so we'll start, Susan, with you, because I just gave you a high-level introduction. If you could just introduce yourself and talk about your role specifically at C Beyond, and we'll do the same thing with Nicole and Renee.
Thank you, Mark. I'd love to. I have been with C Beyond actually for 10 years, and I started the sales training organization. We do training for close to 1,000 sales reps for different channels. And I also am responsible for overseeing the corporate training with regards to what I call elective courses that really help our employees to meet their Learn Continuously plan objectives.
And then let me back up a little bit. What is a C Beyond?
What is a C Beyond?
Yeah.
C Beyond is an IT and communication services provider. We actually deliver communication services to over 60,000 small businesses across the U.S.
Wow.
Specializing in productivity-enhancing applications,
mm-hmm.
such as voice, data, mobile, and cloud services.
Wow. Okay. That's very, very technical.
That you could call it that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so what about Nicole? Nicole, since your role at C Beyond, what does it mean, director of the university?
Well, I'm responsible for operations. And
uh-huh.
so, you know, that's kind of the... I call it the heartbeat of the business. When you think about our call center agents who take calls from our customers mm-hmm. when there's an issue, and oftentimes our customers are complimenting us on the great service we provide. So all of the people that support the business, including the call center, field services, all the support pieces, I'm responsible for making sure that they have the knowledge that they need to be successful.
Well, that's great. And Renee, I think everyone has heard of the Intercontinental Hotel Group.
I would hope so.
Yes, IHG, and hopefully everyone has stayed at one of the properties.
Yes.
So tell us what your role is at IHG.
Yeah, well, I am the head of global talent, which includes all the great talent management processes that we all know and love. So things like performance management and talent review, succession planning, as well as leadership development. At IHG, we are... put into centers of excellence. So I have the talent center of excellence, and then I have a partner in crime who has the hotel learning center of excellence, and that's Gary Whitney.
Great.
And so unfortunately, he's not able to be with us today, but I'm representing him.
Well, and it speaks for probably the organizations that are the fact that you're recognized as a best award winner from the American Society for Training and Development speaks to the fact that you can have the different groups, talent management,
right,
learning and performance,
right,
are connected at the hip.
Right.
So the fact that you can be here representing learning and performance speaks to the fact that you're connected at the hip.
That's right.
And I know that IHG won't brag about this, so we'll brag for them, is that last year for the best awards, there's about approximately 30 companies that are awarded that best designation. Is that true in the world?
Yes.
And then last year IHG finished number
one.
Number one. Number one in the world last year. So
that's
which
right.
is a wonderful and amazing accomplishment. And we'll talk about that. But the nice thing is you're back on the top rankings again this year. Now, CBeyond, is this your first year being represented in the best awards?
This is actually our second year with that
okay.
on.
Good. And so let's get into it then. Let's talk a little bit about the award itself. And you know, the first thing we'll talk about would be, you know, tell us about one of the initiatives that you submitted as part of the application process. And Susan, let me ask you first. So what was one of the initiatives at CBeyond that you submitted?
One of the initiatives was around one of our key objectives, which is to improve efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that a couple of different ways. One was through improving efficiency in how we deliver training.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the implementation of a new learning management system and performance management system simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that allows our employees to take a look at their performance reviews, really work on their objectives, also build and maintain their learning contingency plans within the same system, and then go through the learning management system to identify courses that are available to help meet those goals. So that was a big step forward for us, for our employees, to really automate all of that
mm-hmm.
and make it much more accessible for them.
Wow. And so you can tout your system. Is your system a homegrown system, or is it another system that you're using?
We use a couple vendors for
okay.
those systems.
Good. And so was that newly deployed, those systems that you've been using for that purpose?
Yes, this is the first time for a performance management system for
yeah.
us, and also replacement of a learning management system and broadening the audience. Our initial system we used for an isolated group.
Yeah.
This time we went company-wide.
Okay. So not only was it just the rolling out of a performance management system, it was also the system itself. So talk about change management, right, as part of that?
Definitely a process.
Yeah.
And we're
yeah.
really, what's nice is we're really seeing the results, as people are really embracing it now. It takes time, but the participation that we're seeing is definitely improving. We're really happy with the results we're seeing.
Good, good. And Nicole, obviously, since you're on the operations side and the university side, this was all in your wheelhouse, right?
It was. It was a big deal for us to be able to allow our employees to have a new way to be able to look at learning. And it supported one of the other initiatives that we used as a part of the application submission that I'm really, really proud of. It's called Academy Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a combination of classroom learning for our call center agents as well as on-the-job training. So it's really nice to be able to highlight a program for a group of people who are typically, I call them sort of unsung heroes, if you will. You know, these people really never get a lot of recognition. So when we were at the award ceremony and this was one of the topics that was mentioned as a part of receiving the award, I had great pride about that because I thought it was an opportunity to really spotlight an important program. So
mm-hmm.
it's a part of our process related to onboarding.
Mm-hmm. And which is a critical topic, the onboarding piece, right?
Yeah, so, it is.
Yeah.
Being able to successfully do that really paves the way for whether people are going to have a really great experience or whether they're going to regret the choice that they've made. So we feel like those initial, you know, few weeks are really important with
mm-hmm.
people making a decision about whether they're at the right place.
Yeah. Onboarding's never, it's almost like Dracula. It never dies. Like right? I mean, it's kind of like a topic that comes up every few years where it's like, we need to redo our onboarding process, right?
Yeah.
So it's never a process that never goes away, is it?
You never. Know, so. Never. I think you're always evaluating it. If you're doing the right thing, you're always looking at it to determine whether you're continuing to do it the right way.
Right.
And I think you're looking for ways to tweak it as you move along. I don't think
Good.
It's ever done.
Excellent. Well, let's hear about what happened at IHG. What was
yeah.
some of the initiatives that you had in place?
Yeah, you know, the approach that we took is that we've been on this journey over the last several years to really put people at the heart of the business strategy. So if we look at kind of, you know, what our vision is and what our culture of the company is, we had different initiatives that fell in different respective areas. So one of the things that, you know, people might know Intercontinental Hotels Group, but do you know all seven brand of hotels that we have? So we have Intercontinental, Crowne Plaza, Holiday Inn, Holiday Inn Express, Candlewood Suites, Staybridge Suites, and Hotel Indigo. So over the last couple of years, we've really been focusing on our branding of those hotels. So we had an initiative to really reintroduce Holiday Inn to everybody. So you've probably seen new signs and new advertising. Well, the other thing that we really needed to focus on was the service behaviors in the hotel. So the team, the learning team, really worked very diligently with the brand teams to develop new brand service training for those brands. And so within Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, that was rolled out to all of the hotels. We have over 4,500 hotels around the world with about 300,000 employees. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge undertaking to do that within a year. So that was one of the major initiatives that we focused on in terms of brands and then people within the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
On the leadership side, we introduced some new technology, which we call the Leaders Lounge. That's available to anyone that is director and above within our corporate office, as well as any one of our unit managers. So any one of our general managers at our company owned and managed hotels. And it's really, it's a part of our intranet, but it's a two-way communication. So we have somebody that acts as a coach, but it's all around leadership topics. So anything that's going on within the organization at that moment, mm-hmm. there's a focus on that in the Leaders Lounge. There's, you know, different, you can banter back and forth between senior leaders mm-hmm. so that people feel more connected to the business, to the strategy, to those senior leaders. You know, you can make comments and go back and forth with each other. You can ask the coach a question and it can be posed out to the rest of the world. So not only, you know, when you're in a hotel and you're in a rural area, you might feel like you're alone. But now with the Leaders Lounge, it opens up a whole new world to people because they can have that, you know, banter back and forth and feel like, you know, they're connected to the rest of the world.
So it sounds like it's taking on the social media piece.
It is. And actually, we've even built on top of that now, and we've introduced the Leadership Academy, which mm-hmm. is a part of that. So the Leaders Lounge is designed to be very short, sharp bursts of development for you that's ongoing that you can share with other people within your hotel or within your unit. So that's usually, you know, 30 seconds to 3 minutes. That typically is what it would take to read an article, to watch a video or what have you. The Leadership Academy is a little deeper dive. So based on our strategy, we have different modules in there that take anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes for you to complete, but they're all very interactive.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it sounds like I can see why both of your companies were represented as the best award winners. For those that are thinking about applying for that award, what's involved with applying for the best award?
Look at the expressions
on
our face,
the
right?
The expressions. It's kind of like a marathon, I'm sensing, is mm-hmm. it? So,
it is.
Susan, what about you? What about from See Beyond? What was involved in the process?
Well, it's a collaborative effort, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to engage every person that touches really employee engagement. And that's HR department. For us, it's community connections. It's our leadership team. It's the university team. So there's a lot of people involved because when you put it all together, it is amazing the culture it creates when you bring all those parties together.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has these programs, and it really creates this entire environment. So it's not just about training classes.
Right.
It's about all elements. So it's a project of really bringing this entire team of people together to identify everything you've done, which is a great experience in itself.
So you had a project team, if you will, involved in the application process. How about at IHG?
Exactly the same. And we actually, one of the things that we, you know, this being our third year putting in for the award, we actually had somebody that was a project manager over it because just trying to pull all the components from the various people together and getting time and, you know, making sure that people are reviewing the drafts and sending in their feedback in a timely manner, we put together a timeline, you know, completely had a whole project plan and had somebody manage it.
Mm-hmm. And I think in some regards, it speaks to the credibility of this award, because the one thing that I noticed was there's other organizations, other magazines and so forth, mm-hmm. that do top awards annually. But the differentiator from ASTD's perspective, it appears to be, is that cross-functional aspect of the award itself. You brought up HR, you brought up talent management, you brought up workplace learning, and if it's multiple divisions, they'll probably be expected to sound off as well. So, which I think adds more credibility to the award. So kudos. So, how much you talked about the project team? You've already mentioned, Renee, that you've applied and been through the process three times.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then Susan and Nicole, you mentioned twice.
Yes.
Would you do it again?
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Yes, absolutely. I think what you gain from it is, you know, we've talked about looking at things collectively and bringing all these groups together, mm-hmm. to be able to share, you know, all of the things that are happening across the organization. I think the value of it is that you learn how much you really have accomplished. I don't think that there is really, mm-hmm. any other way. You're in work mode. You're kind of go, go, go. You know you're doing great things. Mm-hmm. But you really don't have a way to look collectively at all of the things that the organization has accomplished across an entire calendar year. So it really is an exercise in being able to say, you know what, these are some great things, being able to put it all on paper, mm-hmm. and being able to look at that project team and say, wow, you guys have done a fantastic job. So it is a form of recognition for the people that are contributing to learning in the organization. So we would absolutely do it again.
Good. I would imagine it probably has a fair amount of nice positive vibe internally within the organization to be recognized. Would you say?
Absolutely. I think I would agree with everything that you just said. I mean, it's, you know, the best thing that comes out of it is the recognition that comes back to those people that are facilitating day in and day out and actually living and doing the programs. The people that, you know, are working on designing those programs. So it is absolutely an opportunity to give recognition outside of just us saying thank you and you're doing a great job and, you know, you're on track and you're making a difference for the company. It's outside recognition, mm-hmm. that comes to them. And I think that's probably the biggest benefit of all.
And I would imagine it probably, if the company's doing, keeping an eye on the ball, they're really using it as a potential external marketing opportunity, right? I mean, if your company's taking advantage of that.
We find it to be a great recruiting tool.
Yeah.
And being a hiring manager, the number of people that you do research, hopefully, before they come and sit with us and really mention the awards that we've won, that helps people because they want to make a good decision. They, mm-hmm. want to know the company they're going to work for is going to invest in them.
Right.
And this is a great demonstration of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what about the guest?
Well, of course, the guests love it, right?
Well, you know, it's a great accomplishment. So, kudos to both your organizations. And the last question I'll ask to you would be: do you have any words of advice for any companies that might be listening that might say, you know what, I wonder if we should really, mm-hmm. apply for this? And, mm-hmm. If you have any words of advice, that would be really helpful. Nicole, you want to start with you?
Yeah, I think that planning ahead, mm-hmm. is a smart way to get started. You know, think about what you've done and what you'd like to document and start planning. And I'd say, you know, we're at the end of the year. This is a great time to be thinking about 2012. Mm. And I like to, in December, you know, start to put things down on paper. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a lot of thoughts running just because it's the end of the year and you have that feeling of, gosh, I need to start, you know, thinking about what I need to be focused on next year. So this is a great time to start thinking about the award and start to document sort of what are the things that you accomplished, you know, this past year. What are some of the things that you want to do? I think one of the things that helps Susan and I too is looking at the application. It helps us to identify things that we'd like to do, you, mm-hmm. know, gaps that we may see that, you know, maybe there's a space that we need to fill. Going through this application process also helps us to identify that so that we're very proactive, mm-hmm. when we look at things that we need to be focused on. So definitely my advice would be plan ahead.
Okay. Good advice. What about you, Susan?
complete agreement with Nicole. Also would say, realize it is a project. Mm-hmm. This is not something the week before it's to do. I think I'll throw it together.
Right, right.
You definitely start months in advance. Mm-hmm. And also it's really making sure you have the metrics.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been really tracking consumption and how you deliver your training, because the questions are very specific to those types of things. How do you deliver training? What percentage is in what mode?
Right.
How much is available? How much is consumed? But also really making sure that you can articulate how your initiatives tie to the core business objectives. That's mm-hmm. a key element mm-hmm. of what ASTD is looking for,
yeah.
is that we're truly supporting the business through the learning function.
Great. And then, Renee, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think they both hit on all of the kind of main topics. I think I would say don't underestimate the amount of time that it's going to take to do it. If you're going to go into it fully and really, you know, do your homework, be prepared, you know, go through, do those drafts. Because basically what you're trying to do is tell a complete story about the learning function and how it relates to the business strategy and what's going on in the organization. So it is very time consuming and you can't underestimate that.
Right. Great. Well, and then the last piece of this topic around the BESS Awards will be highlighted next Monday on December 5th. We are actually having our year-end awards recognition event, and both See Beyond and IHG will be at that event, and I know that Susan and Nicole, and you mentioned Gary, mm-hmm. is going to be there representing IHG. Will both be representing the companies and talking about what you did for the BEST Award, so we're looking forward to that. Along those lines, next week is also Employee Learning Week, so I would imagine, are you and your organizations leveraging next week as an Employee Learning Week within your organizations? Susan?
Yes, we actually are taking advantage of it. We love the concept, and mm-hmm. we're going to be focusing really on cloud services. Great area for us as a company, and really making sure not just for salespeople and not even just for customer care and operations, that every employee, no matter what their function, really understands the cloud services side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, we're going to really use that week to promote cloud services as a learning opportunity company-wide.
Excellent, oh, yeah. Excellent. And then IHG, anything fun and exciting other than the big award event next Monday?
It's always fun and exciting at yeah. IHG. Yeah. But I think, you know, it's a good segue into this time of the year as we're in performance management at
yes.
the same time. So,
yeah.
you know, really that is kind of our focus and allowing people to see all of the things that we offer in terms of learning within our own corporate folks, not just, you know, to the people that we support out in the field. So,
okay. Great. And then I'll give you one last chance to do a little plug. So from See Beyond standpoint, do you have a website that you would usually like to direct people towards?
Absolutely. You can find us at www.cbeyond.net.
.net. Excellent. And Renee?
And IHG is www.ihgplc.com.
Excellent. And then for those that are interested in seeing and hearing more about the award winners, as well as additional folks that are getting involved in embracing Employee Learning Week, please go to our website at www.astdatlanta.org. And as noted, next Monday, December 5th, we have a big soiree planned at Home Depot's World Headquarters. So by all means, if you haven't registered yet, come on down. You don't need to wear orange, though. So on behalf of ASTD, the American Society for Training and Development in Greater Atlanta, and Lee Cantor, I would like to thank our guest, Susan Mitnick, Senior Director of Training for See Beyond, as well as Nicole Ash, Director of See Beyond University, and Renee Stevens, Vice President of Global Talent Development at Intercontinental Hotels. So this is Mark Mayette from the Greater Atlanta Chapter OASTD mm-hmm. signing off and wishing you a tremendous Thursday.